This is the time of the year when our Jewish friends celebrate Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. It's the most important holy day on the Jewish calendar. And that's what we'll be talking about today, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello. Today, our Bible teacher is the late Dr. Charles Helf, founder and director of CJF Ministries. His subject is the Day of Atonement. I'll be back a little later with information about a special offer, so have your pencil and paper ready. Now, with today's study, here is Dr. Helf.
Now, today we're starting a series of messages on the subject, the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement. I want to talk to you for the next 5 or 6 broadcasts on this important subject and show you the purpose, the meaning, and the fulfillment of the Day of Atonement, the most solemn and the most important of all the Jewish holy days, was the great Day of Atonement. Now, the Jews had many striking ceremonies which marvelously set forth the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, but the greatest of these Jewish ceremonies was the Day of Atonement. This was the day when the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies, and he would make an atonement for all the sins of the people, and the people were cleansed from all their sins for another year. Now, the entire 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus is taken up with the details of this important day. And I want to urge all of you to be sure and read the entire 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus as I bring this series of messages so that you will better understand the meaning and the importance of the great Day of Atonement. Now, I want to show you as I bring you these messages how the Day of Atonement typifies God's marvelous plan of redemption in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything about the Day of Atonement is a type of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's open our Bibles now to Leviticus, the 16th chapter, beginning at the 29th verse, and notice the reason for the Day of Atonement. That's what I want to talk to you about today, the reason for the Day of Atonement. Now listen carefully to God's Word. Beginning at the 29th verse of Leviticus, the 16th chapter. And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls, and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country, or a stranger that sojourneth among you. For on that day, notice that, for on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. Now in these two verses we have the reason for the giving of the Day of Atonement. It was because of the sinfulness of the Jews. Now if the Jews had been without sin, they would have never needed an atonement. It would have just been a waste of time for the high priest to go into the Holy of Holies and go through all the ceremonies connected with that day if the Jewish people had not needed an atonement for their sins. But because of their errors, because of their transgressions and their failures and their mistakes and their sins, all of these things made necessary the Day of Atonement. And oh, what a glorious day that was for the Jews. Because the Bible says here in the 30th verse, for on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye may be clean from all your sins before the Lord. And so on that day, the Jews were cleansed from all their sins. And beloved, when we come to Jesus Christ, we have cleansing from all of our sins. Now the Jews needed the Day of Atonement because of their sinfulness, and we need a Savior today because of our sins. You know, there's one thing that every one of us need, and that is a Savior. Now there are a lot of things that I need that you don't need, and there are a lot of things that you need that I don't need, but there is one thing that every one of us need today, and that is a Savior. And praise God we have one, because the Bible says, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." That's what the name Jesus means. It means Savior. And God has provided us a Savior because we need cleansing from our sins. The Jews needed the Day of Atonement because of their sins. We need to go to Calvary because of our sins. You know, if we weren't sinners, we wouldn't need a Savior. And yet you hear preachers today talk about the universal fatherhood of God and the universal brotherhood of man, that we all have a little good in us, that every man has a spark of divinity in him. Now, beloved, if that were so, God would have never sent his Son down from heaven to die for our sins. If man was good by nature, if man had a spark of divinity in him like these modernistic preachers tell the people, there would have been absolutely no need for the substitutionary atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ. It would have just been a waste of time for God to send his Son down out of heaven to die on an old rugged cross. And so you see all this talk about the universal fatherhood of God and the universal brotherhood of man is a bunch of lies and flatly contradicts the Word of God. Now, beloved, we all need a Savior today because we're all sinners. And there's only one who can be that Savior, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the only perfect one who has ever lived. There's never been a perfect man outside of the Lord Jesus Christ who's ever lived upon this earth. Sometimes I talk with people and they say, "Do you know of a perfect church, or do you know of a perfect preacher?" Beloved, listen, there's no perfect preacher, and there's no perfect church, and there's no perfect Christian, but praise God we have a perfect Savior. You know, in the 14th Psalm, you have God's picture as he looks down upon the human race. Listen to what it says in Psalm 14, verses 2 and 3. It says, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. It says, they are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." Now that is God's universal verdict. There is none good, no, not one. The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17, verse 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Beloved, we all need a Savior today because we're all sinners. Now, it was because of sin that God established the Day of Atonement. And on this day, the high priest would enter into the Holy of Holies to make the atonement for all the sins of the people. Only the high priest was permitted to enter there, not the other priests. And he was to do it only once a year on the 10th day of the 7th month. Notice what it says in the 29th verse, "And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you." Now please notice that all work was to be laid aside on the Day of Atonement. The people were commanded to observe a strict fast, because God said, "For on that day the priest shall make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye may be clean from all your sins before the Lord." And so, beloved, I want you to see that it was because of sin that God established the Day of Atonement. And you know, the biggest problem facing the world today is the problem of sin. The biggest problem facing the world is not communism or socialism like some preachers would make you believe. Beloved, our biggest problem today is sin. In fact, it began with our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden. And since that time, the problem of sin has affected every individual that has ever been born into this world. And it was because of sin that God sent his Son into the world. You know, as we look out upon the world today, what do we see? We see a mass of human wreckage. We see dope addicts, and we see drunks, and wrecked bodies, and wretched humans without God. And beloved, there's only one remedy, there's only one sure cure, and that's the gospel of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's why we don't use our valuable radio time getting involved in politics and things like that. Sometimes people write in and they say, why don't you spend your time fighting communism? Well, God bless your dear heart. Beloved, when I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'm fighting communism, I'm fighting modernism, I'm fighting socialism and every other evil of our day. Beloved, our job is to preach the gospel and to get people saved, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is the answer to every problem confronting the nations of the world. Oh, I see that my time is up, but we'll take up our study tomorrow, right where we left off today, as we continue these messages on the Day of Atonement.
Thank you, Dr. Half, and thank you, listening friend, for tuning in today. It's always good to have you with us here on Messianic Perspectives. Today, we've been listening to our Bible teacher, Dr. Charles Half, talking about the Day of Atonement. How appropriate that at this special time of the Jewish year, we are reminded how Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, became our atonement 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross. He accomplished our redemption and fulfilled the prophetic symbolism of the biblical Day of Atonement. If you've enjoyed today's study, you'll be glad to know that the entire series is available on one convenient CD. The title is simply The Day of Atonement by Dr. Charles Half. It's available for a contribution of just $6 or more to Messianic Perspectives. Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Have you enjoyed this edition of Messianic Perspectives? Why not continue to learn about the Jewish roots of your Christian faith by inviting a speaker from CJF Ministries? Call our toll-free number, 1-800-926-5397, and we'll be happy to handle all of the details. By the way, listening friend, has it been a while since we've heard from you? It's very important that if you're listening, please let us know you're out there. You know, almost every time we drop a station from our network, we receive letters from people who say, "Why did you drop our station?" But then we check our files and find out they never bothered to write while we were on their station. So don't wait until it's too late. If you enjoy the program, let us know. You see, we don't want to drop a station if people are listening and we're having a ministry in their lives. But if no one is listening, we can take those funds and go on a station somewhere else. The only way we have of knowing whether or not you're listening is if you tell us. So we'll look forward to hearing from you. Just drop us a line at Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. Or email us at info@cjfm.org. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Charles Half continues our series of studies on the Day of Atonement, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.